Brendan, what's the feeling after that?
Probably the same as most blue baggers out there. One that got away, disappointed, frustrated. We have a high expectation of this group, even though they're young. We know they're developing, they know they're learning. But we got ourselves in a position three-quarter time to be able to win the game. And just some errors really hurt us, and they got us on turnover. I think in the last quarter we were still in front on inside 50s just. They probably snuck up pretty close to us by the end of the quarter. But it's a really good learning opportunity, but one that I know us as coaches, I'm sure supporters and also players are really frustrated that they didn't get a result.
You must have been pretty happy with the effort.
Yeah, can't fold effort. Yeah. No, we're a club that said we wanted to be defined by pressure. We gave effort. I thought we were a bit slow out of the box, though, in that area. The first quarter, they had 40-odd uncontested marks. So once we got that under control in the second, I thought our pressure was really good. We turned opportunities into scores, but we just didn't complete them.
You know Melbourne's going to move the ball fast. That's sort of been one of their mantras. Did you sort of come into the game with that approach of trying to slow them down?
Well, they actually throw numbers behind the ball themselves. We like to press hard. We limited their uncontested marks, except in the first quarter. Gave ourselves turnover opportunities. We probably just took the ball a little bit too straight and quick into our forward line and gave it back to them when we should have just been able to use a hit-up mark. We probably just went a little bit too straight at times today.
Would you consider bringing in extra forward?
Because
you couldn't
convert
those opportunities.
What was that question, sorry?
Sorry, would you consider bringing in an extra tall forward, just structure-wise?
Oh, no, we're pretty happy with the mix, yeah.
What about Daisy's performance? Obviously, a lot of scrutiny this week, but really seemed to bounce back from
where else. Yeah, he's been working really hard, Daisy. As I said, even last week he worked hard. The game wasn't as consistent as he'd like last week, like many of our players and us as a team, but he gave real effort.
He seemed to cop a
knock
in the knee there.
How's it
looking?
Yeah, I think he's okay. He came back on, so always a good sign when guys come back on. Yeah.
He came down the bench because third quarter. Was that just to get a bit closer to him and get the message a bit more direct? Or?
Yeah, it was all about the things I've discussed. Just making sure I could get the message really clear. It's a young group. Sometimes up close and personal, the message can get through a little bit clearer and quicker. Coaches are always in a rush to get the message out onto the ground and make sure it gets there. We use the runner for that, but I just thought at that time of the game when it was close, it was important that we could look at each other and really understand it.
Second game is hit back to a step forward from their group.
Our second game is?
Second game.
Yeah, McCready shows some really good signs. I think you saw with Samo, he uses the ball really well. They've still got a lot to learn in their game, like many of our youngsters, but I think people can see the potential and the upside in each game, and I think in years to come they're going to be really good players for us.
We're pleased particularly with Reader and also with Sylvain. They both copped a few knocks. I think Sylvain copped a call, Reader and more to react about that a little bit. But just be able to push through the game and sort of play it out.
Yeah, it's what you need to do in this game though. Every team gets knocks. So being able to endure and push through is an expectation that we have of our players, irrespective of age. Boy just copped a knock last week, you'll cop plenty more knocks. You've got to be able to play that way.
I know you mentioned before about the last quarter sort of being disappointing, but the defensive group as a whole seemed to really stand up for most of the game, considering, especially with Dr. Dean also Marchbank is not.
Yeah, they've been growing as a unit. We've introduced Marchbank and McCready this year, which is all about setting up our future. I'd have to check what they defended in terms of entries. I reckon the percentages of entries to how well they defended would have been pretty good in the first three quarters. But I'll probably be challenging quite heavily how it worked in the last.
You mentioned it was an opportunity. Did you sense the guys were hurting any more than usual in the rooms?
Oh, how they're hurting after.
Yeah, just emotionally, particularly disappointed because it was one that got away in your words.
Our club hurts after every loss. It hurts after every loss. We go at it every game to win. Um, we're young, we're developing, we understand that, but there's some high expectations internally.
Yeah, it was well to move past those frustrations and take the learning, I guess, from each game.
No, not hard. I've used this term a few times. We try and have equilibrium. We've got to hurt after a loss. Just like supporters and blue baggers, they'll hurt, we hurt. What you can't do, though, is get too low and you can't get too high. You look at what worked well, what didn't, why and why not, and let the frustration and the emotion make you more determined.
Took about 12 minutes, I think. It was sort of only about the first tackle you guys. Was it frustrating, I guess, that they didn't come out that pressure early to really attack the defense?
Frustrating? The game goes in ebbs and flows. It'd be great if we can control it right from minute one to the end. But early in the quarter, we didn't. But what we did do is respond and get control back. Melbourne used the ball really well in that period. We needed to be a little bit more edgier. But our young guys got it done for the middle part of the game and then fell away again late.
Yeah,